Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, December 9th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We have a change in plans here today. So what we're going to come out and do is simply talk to you right now. And one of the big questions I've been asking for years and years is, why are we doing what we're doing? I mean, why are people in the alternative media, the Patriot Movement, and so forth, why do we do what we're doing? I mean, most people have very little involvement in politics. Yet, the people in this movement, many of them, it seems, have devoted their lives to it. So what's the reason that we're doing it?
Well, I don't know what the reasons are that other people do it, but we want to make things better. We don't want to accept the status quo and roll over and play dead and watch everything get destroyed.
Yeah, there's a saying that I've had for years and years, and that's everything can always be better. So regardless of what situation anybody's in or what the circumstances are, in my eyes anyway, everything can always be better. Now, when you look at this country, obviously, at least in my mind, we still have the best country in the world, because if we didn't, I wouldn't be living here. I would have moved somewhere else. If I would have thought there's someplace better, I'd be out of here. Yet we remain, don't we?
Yeah, but a lot of people are talking about moving somewhere else, out of the country, and there's really nowhere to run to.
Yeah, and even though we have this great country, which was based upon the greatest form of government ever conceived, I believe, in the history of the world, there are many, many things that need change.
Yeah, like, for instance, if you haven't read that Doug Thompson article, read it, where he talks about what President Bush said about the Constitution. It's just a G-damned piece of paper.
Yeah, he said the Constitution is a G-D piece of paper.
Yeah.
And it's beyond belief.
The President of the United States say such a thing.
Our commander-in-chief would use this document, this fantastic document, literally as toilet paper.
Okay, so
that's the concern he has for it.
That's what George Bush thinks of the Constitution. What do you think of it?
Right. To us, this is, I don't know if I would say a sacred document, but this is a document that needs to be cherished as much as any other document in our lives right now. And we're throwing it away. We're not only doing that, but as I said, when things can get better, start counting down the list of all the things that you would like to see changed in this country and in this world at large. And why are we putting so much time and effort into it? Is it because we truly think that someday we're going to snap our fingers and everything's going to be better? Do you think that's realistic?
No. But I think that every ripple we make extends outward and touches and impacts someone else somewhere else.
Right.
And we may not be able to change the whole world, but we can start doing things that affect others and other places. And in that way, I think eventually the world does get changed.
So we can make small changes. But as we were talking yesterday about John Lennon, here was a guy that was a million times more famous than we are, had a million times more resources than we did. And by the end of the 60s, early 70s, this man was so disillusioned with all of their efforts politically that he basically resigned himself to his apartment for many years until the late 70s. So John Lennon didn't change the world. There's many other people before him that also didn't. So why are we doing it? One reason, of course, is to empower ourselves. The more we understand and learn about the world, the more we can empower ourselves. But is that the only reason, Lisa?
No. I mean, if we don't do anything, then what are we leaving for the next generation? We're leaving a bigger mess than was left to us.
So we can make small changes, not only in our own lives, but also in other people's lives. And we've seen that with so many people that when we talk to you every day and we say become active, get involved, so forth, we see these changes happening in people out there. So they're becoming stronger, more empowered.
Mm-hmm.
But these, again, are still small changes. The world at large, basically, is still the way it is. So again, I'm going to ask, why are we doing what we're doing? Well, what if we look at things a little bit differently? What if we realize, and I'm not saying this as if it's definitive truth, but what if we're not going to change the outside world? What if we're not going to do that? Should we still keep trying to do what we're doing?
Yeah, because we have to make it to the end of this life, or, as some people put it, the game.
Right. Now, what if our lives are nothing more than a huge test? A test to see what we're made of.
Right.
Now, I have to hearken back to a story that Jesus told about a king that was going on a journey, and he gave three of his servants bags of gold. One 10 pieces, another 5 pieces, another 3 pieces. And he says, invest this money, use it wisely, and show me what you've done with it when I return. Now, he's not using money in a materialistic way. It's just a tool that he uses in this story, somewhat like he would use nature or whatever when he was talking to his disciples. So he comes back, and the one who he gave 10 pieces of gold to turned it into 100. So God rewarded him, or the king rewarded him, with many lands. The same with the guy who gave 5. But the guy that he gave 3 pieces of gold to, he says, what did you do with your money, with your gold? And he says, I dug a hole in the backyard and buried it. I buried it in the ground. And the king went ballistic on this guy. And you have to ask now why. Why would the king go ballistic on the guy that just dug a hole and buried his wealth in the hole? What does that mean?
He had a gift, and he did nothing with it.
That's right. Now, what kind of gift do we have? Well, if we've made it this far into the alternative media, into the Patriot movement, if we've investigated the world around us this much, don't you think we have a gift too? We have a gift of awareness. How many people out there do you come in contact with, family members, coworkers, colleagues and so forth, that aren't aware of what's going on? Mm-hmm. They sit down in front of CNN or Fox News, and they think this is what's going on in the world.
And whether things change in your life physically from this awareness, I don't think anybody could deny that they don't change for you as far as what you know. Because once you learn all these things, your world undeniably changes.
Yeah, as the old saying goes, you can't unring a bell. So even if we wanted to get all of these thoughts, all of this knowledge and awareness out of our heads, we can't do it. It's
right.
Already there. We've taken the next step to the next level. And that's really what our existence is a series of levels. And what people do is they either progress, they advance, or they degress, they digress, and they go backwards.
Right.
So,
and maybe it's more about purpose.
That's what it is about, is what's our purpose? What's your purpose? What's our purpose? And with this gift that we're given, what do we want to do with it? Do we want to go into our backyards and dig a hole and bury it? That means do nothing. Do we want to do nothing with our knowledge? Or do we want to go out and invest it and make it more? Well, you see in Jesus' parable who was rewarded. The people that took their wealth, their gift, their talents, and increased it were the ones who were rewarded. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing we have to do. So what if life, our existence, is nothing more than a test where God is examining each and every one of us and seeing what we're going to do with our gift, which is now our awareness.
Right. And your awareness brings to your life a purpose, mm-hmm. a purpose for being here, where if you didn't know what you were on this earth to do before, now you have something right in front of you, and there is something big we need to do.
Yeah. So, with this test, are we going to pass it, or are we going to fail it? Because we don't want to... Failing it means taking your gift out into the backyard and burying it. Sit in front of your computer and gaining this awareness, but doing nothing with it. Or saying, well, you know what? Nothing's ever going to change. We're not going to change the world. Look, the New World Order is still always going to be in existence, and there's going to be X, Y, and Z. So what's it even matter anymore? I'm just going to throw my hands up and quit.
But see, maybe that's not the biggest fight that we have in front of us.
Right.
Defeating the New World Order is important, but maybe that's not the biggest fight in front of us. Saving America is an important cause and an important goal, but maybe that's not the biggest goal in front of us.
What if your biggest challenge is you? What if it all boils down to you? And I'm not saying this in a selfish way. I'm saying, what if everything, what if this whole test is about you to see what you're going to do with this gift that you've been given? Even if the odds are a zillion to one against you. When somebody does something, should they do it because of external reaction, or should they do it because they want to do it truly, 100% in their heart?
And the gift is your life. And what you do with that gift is entirely up to you.
Yeah. Well, it's your life now in the here and now, but it's also your existence in the big picture.
Now, not everybody believes in the bigger picture.
Right. And see, if people don't believe in that, then we're on different wavelengths, and that's all right. But what we're doing right now is coming to you and telling you why we're doing what we're doing.
What we believe.
Yeah, and believe us, we've given up a lot to do this show every day. Do you know how easy it would be when I come home, we'll just go downtown and go shopping, or we could drive around, or we could go, you know, to the library, or we could go out to eat dinner, but we don't. When I come home every day, we set this camera up, or we get the computer ready for a radio show, and we do this for one reason. It's because we've been given something that we believe in so much that we're going to do it even if nothing in the whole outside world changes, because we're still going to keep hammering away and telling the truth to the world.
Because part of our purpose is to communicate the things that we're thinking out to everyone else. We feel like we need to make a ripple in the pond and let that ripple extend outward and touch other people.
Right, and we would love if these ripples turn into gigantic waves. But what if they don't? What if you really want to give a homeless person a slice of bread and a cup of coffee every day? Okay, you go up the first day, you give them that slice of bread and the coffee, and the bum looks at you and does nothing. And you come back the next day, do the same thing. No thank yous, doesn't even acknowledge you. He just takes the bread and eats it, drinks the coffee. A week goes by, you give another piece of bread, another cup of coffee. He still doesn't thank you, acknowledge you. So the next day you say, well, you know what? This guy doesn't even give a damn that I'm doing this for him, so I'm going to quit doing it. Now, why was the person doing it in the first place? Did he want to be thanked? Did he want to be acknowledged? Or was he doing it because that was the right thing to do? And the person that keeps going up every single day to this guy, regardless of the outcome, and keeps giving him the bread and the coffee, that's the one that was doing it for the true, real reason.
Right. And every one of us should be asking ourselves, what reason are we doing what we're doing for?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah. And if you're doing it because you think that we're going to change the world and everything is going to be utopianistic and perfect, well, I hate to say this, but think again. Because if you go back into the history of mankind, and if you look at what men did back in the earliest recorded annals of history, they still raped, they still murdered, they still stole, they still lied, they still cheated, and on and on and on. And guess what we're doing today, Lisa? We still lie and murder and steal and cheat and honor. We're doing the same things now that we did then. We've, of course, progressed technologically and so forth, medically. But with the human condition, have we changed that much?
No. The greatest humans, some of the greatest humans ever put on this planet have come out and done what they could and told the truth and tried to change the world. And they weren't able to rid the world of evil. If we don't have evil, we have nothing to compare good to.
Right. And if you look at the greats through history that stayed right up until the end, they didn't care what the external outcome was. They cared that they believed enough in whatever their vision was or their purpose was, that they did it all the way till their death. Joan of Arc, Socrates,
Jesus,
John the Baptist, and on. These people believe so much in what they were doing that they are willing to die for it.
Rachel Corrie.
That's right. Standing, how about that man in Tiananmen Square that stood in front of that tank. Now, I don't know whatever happened to him, but considering the way the Chinese operate, especially their military, I bet dollars to donuts that this man's no longer with us.
We have modern-day examples of this. Mordecai Vanunu.
Right. Yeah. He spent 18 years in an Israeli prison. How many of that, like 10 or 11 of those in solitary confinement?
The crew of the USS Liberty.
That's right.
I mean, these are people who have taken a lot of heat and a lot of harsh criticism and punishment even for standing up and doing the right thing and telling the truth.
Yeah.
But the truth matters, and it matters to more than just the individual.
Right.
Now, it matters in the bigger picture.
Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day, and he was wondering why more people don't see what's going on in the world. And I said, well, what if people somewhere in our genetic code or whatever are imprinted? Their genetic code is actually imprinted in a certain way that they're not able to. Or what if all of us have this same imprinting in our genetic code that makes it harder for us to see the reality and truth? But obviously, many of us have broken beyond this through our will, through our faith, and through our beliefs, that we actually believe we've broken the imprinting, we've broken whatever kind of karma is on us, and moved beyond it.
I don't have proof of this, but I really think that we're all capable of this. We all have this potential.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that there are some people who are behind a thicker wall than others.
Yeah, and those are the ones, when we go back to Jesus' parable, when you're given this gift now, do you bury it or do you go out and invest it and make it more and more and more? Because we hope that here at Wing TV that we're turning more people on. We're opening more eyes up. And, you know, it'd be real easy for us to come out here today and just read news stories. And that's important because they're on the Wing TV homepage in our news update section. But we wanted to talk to you instead about philosophy and the way we see the world and ask, ultimately, why are we doing what we're doing?
Dave Barrera has an article on our homepage.
Perfect example.
He's a man we met out in Oklahoma City back in April when we went for the OKC 10th anniversary rally. Mm-hmm. This man works three jobs. He drove, I think, from Texas to Oklahoma City to be at that rally because he felt that it was the right thing to do. He gave Cindy Sheehan in Dallas Professor Jones' research report on the World Trade Center collapses. He put it in her hand and talked to her about it. Because he felt that it was the right thing to do.
That's right. And this guy epitomizes what we're talking about here. Jim Kuzma down there in Tampa, going to state after state after state protesting.
Rick Ryder.
Rick Ryder up at MIT. So, in the end, when you look at the people in the alternative media, ask yourself, why do you think they're in this field? What's their primary reason? Now, we know why the politicians are in it. We know why the mainstream media is in it.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the alternative media, shouldn't we rise a level or two or three above what their primary motives are?
And ask yourself, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Are they making videos? Is that all they're doing?
Are they trying to suck money out of you?
Or are they trying to do what's right?
Yeah. And if you, the more you hear about them asking you for your money, the worse their motivation is.
You know what? Doing the right thing doesn't have to involve sucking the money out of your pocket.
Yeah. And you know the thing I've noticed, Lisa, is very few, if any, of these big figures in the alternative media actually work for a living.
And do you ever hear these big personalities ever talking about doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear them talking about that stuff?
They talk about getting your money, and that's the vile, the most vile, the least common denominator. Fill you with fear and take your money. So think about what we're saying today and ask yourself, why are we doing what we're doing? We've been given a gift, and we think that the people that watch Wing TV are some of the most turned on people, not only in this country, but all across the world.
Ask yourself what it is you plan on doing with your gift. And look around you and see what other people are doing with their gifts.
That's right.
And if these people aren't utilizing their gifts in ways that make the ripples go outward into the pond, ask yourself what it is exactly they're doing.
We'll be back.
Why they're doing it.
That's right. We'll be back again on Monday with another edition of Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.